Now, two pigeons and Coach Prime bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Look at these humans watching pro football on DirecTV without a satellite dish.
I've been watching them watch football for so long, I feel like I could coach like you, Coach Prime.
Coaching ain't as easy as finding your games on DirecTV. How you gonna beat a corner blitz on third and long?
I'd probably just fly over it.
Actually, that's pretty good.
Stream football without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason Mackey's first Tanaquit Kid podcast to get you ready for the day. On the road right now, I actually flew into, Love Field last night in Texas for the All-Star Game and the MLB Draft. I'm going to be heading over to Globe Life Field in a little bit. Right now, I'm at my hotel just going through some draft stuff. It was a crazy night with what the Pirates did. I don't know. They're all crazy. I think that's the definition of the draft. It was fun. Didn't necessarily see them go in high school selecting Connor Griffin. I don't have a problem with it. Delve into that. Their other two picks, J.J. Weatherholt, rumored to maybe go 1-1, did not go 1-1, wound up going 7th overall to the Cardinals. A good landing spot for the Mars product. We'll talk about that and so much more. Before I do that, first want to remind you that we're sponsored by the North Shore Tavern. You don't have to be a baseball fan to love it. They're the interior. It's wall-to-wall Pirates. Their appetizers, entrees, cocktails, and, of course, steak and seafood on a sizzling lava stone. Open every day, the North Shore Tavern across from PNC Park is Pittsburgh's home for steak on a stone. So Connor Griffin, what do you guys think? Seemed to be kind of a mixed bag last night, and that was the tone of my column, that this move was criticized by fans, saying the Pirates are saying they're, you know, too far away or something, or they're kicking the can, or they're not prioritizing the now. You rarely do that in Major League Baseball. And I mean, my premise of that was, you know, that Paul Skeens has created a whole lot during his time here, and that's wonderful, and that's awesome, and that's not a criticism of Skeens whatsoever. But, like, that sort of thing can't be expected. The Pirates didn't go into last night thinking they were going to draft Paul Skeens 2.0. At least I hope they didn't. If anything, if you go back to last year's draft, Connor Griffin reminds me most of Max Clark, a guy they were linked to quite a bit. But he's his own player. And that's fine. And I like what he is as a player. And the way the draft board fell ahead of them, I think it was the smartest pick. I mean, you could sit here and say they should have taken Montgomery or Tibbs or, you know, these guys that, you know, they were college bats, but the upside and the available talent is not as much. Do you want less sooner or do you want more in a year or two? I want more talent. I want the most talent possible. And based on what I've seen, what a lot of people way smarter than me have said, I'll take that. I've learned in this, not that I certainly don't know everything and will never try to, but these people spend an obnoxious amount of time following this stuff, watching it, talking to people who watch it. And I mean, like, draft analysts. You know, we're never going to get the straight intel from the Pirates draft room, and that's fine. But even Carlos Collazo, Jim Callis, and I wrote this in the early version of my column, like, you trust these people that they're not idiots. They know what they're talking about. As soon as this pick was announced, they were talking about this guy has the most upside in the draft. Okay, well, let's see it. I'm fine with that. He was rated number 9 by MLB Pipeline. That aligns perfectly with what they did. He was the top high school player available by a wide margin. He's an LSU commit who is not going there. He said that last night on a Zoom call with us. That should not be a thing whatsoever. The 2023-24 Gatorade National Baseball Player of the Year. And, like, so scouts break things down based on tools and assign a grade. And some of you know this, I know, just bear with me. On a 20 to 80 scale, hitting 50, power 60, running 65, arm 70, fielding 60. That's Griffin. That's his projections. Those are his projections, I should say. And I'll wait for it. I'm fine with it. That's a discussion that is important to the Pirates, that they get this guy, they select him, they sign him, they develop him, and they bring him into the major league club. It's also a discussion that they improve the major league club. And drafting Connor Griffin does not say that the other thing is not a thing or useless or something like that. You know, they both exist. That was another point of my column. I mean, some of the numbers on this kid just blew my mind. And I understand it's high school stuff, but, like, this goes beyond that. Hit 559 in 43 games last year, 9 homers, 39 RBIs. Okay, you see a lot of that. What jumped off the page to me, 85 steals. dude can fly. I don't think he sticks at shortstop. We talked about that with him and Ben Cherington and Justin Horowitz, the Pirates' new director of amateur scouting, about, you know, where he stays. Cherington said that he's going to start at shortstop, but a lot of times you get these guys up the middle, especially with the experience that Griffin has. He played for Team USA, actually played with Levi Sterling, their comp round pick there, and played a lot of center field. He can do either one, but given his arm, which is elite, and given his ability to go get it, I'd really like to see him in center field. We'll see what that looks like. Going to talk about a few other draft nuggets as well as maybe the major league team here. But first, want to take a short break and deliver a message from our friends with Bradenton Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Embrace the laid-back charm of island life while sinking your toes in the sand and discovering real, authentic Florida in the Bradenton area. Unspoiled beauty and pristine beaches, a vibrant waterfront downtown energized by local arts and culture, fresh Floridian cuisine with a flourish of rich history, and friendly locals ready to welcome you to this preserved paradise on Florida's Gulf Coast. Plan your visit today at BradentonGulfIslands.com.
All right, there are other two picks before we wrap this up and move into some other guys. Levi Sterling, curious to see what they have in him. 6'5", 202 pounds. He's a right-hander who has some interesting stuff. Fastball's been 92, 93, up to 94. Has a really good changeup, reportedly. Curveball sweeper. You can do some stuff with that. It should be an interesting pick there. I'm never against drafting pitching in this situation. Wyatt Sanford is probably a glove-first defensive guy, Texas high schooler. It was weird that they took three high schoolers in the first day of the draft. The Pirates have typically not done that. They've skewed college quite a bit, but hey, you never know, and you never really draft for major league positions of need. You try to get the most talent possible. We had some local angles here. Good for JJ Weatherholt. I was curious to see whether he would go number one overall. He did not. One of the reasons I think people thought that maybe he would go 1-1 is he takes an underslot deal, but you know what? I don't care what his deal is. Doesn't really matter. I think it's a very good situation for him going to the St. Louis Cardinals. We've seen how much he improved at West Virginia, arrived there more as a glove guy and evolved into the best hitter in the country, quite literally in 2023. Had an injury this past season, but still ended up finding it. And just a really cool story. I want to see what he's able to do in his development system. And it was a neat thing to see for Whipple baseball, for Mars baseball. I was texting with Andy Bednar, David's dad, about, you know, just the Mars pride and you know, representing them well. Population under 1,500, but they're inking those first round picks. Will Bednar, of course, David's brother, was a first rounder in 2021. So that was neat to see. We also had one of my neighbors, David Shields in Mount Lebanon. He went in the second pick of the second round to the Kansas City Royals. Only three Whipple pitchers have been taken in the first two rounds out of high school. Thank you very much for Mike White, to Mike White for handling some of that stuff. And just a fun night all around. Was neat to see the local guys represented and getting some love. And cool gesture by the Pirates, too. They all wore Hawaiian shirts. You probably saw that. Dan Radcliffe is a longtime scout, area supervisor for them, who's battling cancer. And just a really cool thing that they were able to do. Well, okay. So today, I'm going to be heading over to Globe Life Park. Is it Globe Life Park or Globe Life Field? What do you guys know? Globe Life Field. I screw that up all the time, but no. So there's a Paul Skeens press conference at 1 o'clock my time, 2 o'clock yours. There's going to be media day over there, which is going to be held in 100 degree temperatures, which is going to be fantastic. But we're going to hear from a lot of guys that I really want to hear from. I want to hear what of all the other all-stars have to say about Paul Skeens and his timeline and his splinker and what he's been able to do. So that's going to be fun. Catch up with Brian Reynolds a little bit, Mason Miller from Bethel Park. He's here, Clay Holmes, Tyler Glasnow. There's a whole slew of players that I'm going to try to track down, as will everybody else here. Going to be fun. Then the Home Run Derby tonight, game tomorrow, et cetera. A lot of fun. In the meantime, well, do we want to talk about the Major League team that seems to be rounding into form here? They won Sunday, 9-4, 48-48 heading into the break. They've won 7 of 10. Joey Bart, 3-run homer. Nick Gonzalez, 2-run triple. Brian Reynolds homered his 18th. Mitch Keller out after 3 innings. His stretch of 49 straight with 5 or more gone. But okay, they're starting to find it. And I don't know if this holds. I hope it does. I worry the All-Star break could come at a terrible time. You also don't know. That's like the oldest sports cliche. Oh, it's coming at a great time. Oh, it's coming at a terrible time. It doesn't really matter when it arrives. You can't affect that. But we'll see. It's going to be a challenge for them coming out of the break. I do like the look of some of the pitching they're going to be getting back. Ryan Borucki should be with the team out of the All-Star break. Got some news yesterday on Jared Jones. He's rehabbing in Florida. He'll start throwing soon after the All-Star break. Bailey Falter is going to do some live sim game stuff. Need to get those guys back. Need to get more even performances from Martin Perez. Quinn Priester is somebody they're really, you know, he pitched yesterday, pitched well. Going to be curious to see what he does out of the break. Obviously, you know, Skeens. See what you got from Keller. I didn't see any definitive news. I don't think it's anything major with Mitch as to why he came out of the game early. But anyway, we will find out soon enough. The other thing I wanted to pitch on here kind of ran out of time. I'll get into it tomorrow or the next day is the pit positional previews. Chris Carter's doing a great job working through all of this stuff. His first one starts with safeties, an important group for the Panthers. Donovan McMillan, the Peters Township product. Kind of led that series off. So check that out. We'll talk about that more this week. Thank you guys for watching so much. Busy day today. Looking forward to it. And talk to you tomorrow about more All-Star Game stuff.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post-Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.
Now, two pigeons and Coach Prime bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
These humans get the biggest college football games on DirecTV,
and we don't even get a satellite dish.
Enough squawking.
It's Coach Prime.
Bring it in. Sure, they could get all that college football without a dish, but you still got your passion, your drive, your resolve, your
incredible career as a football icon.
No, that's me.
Stream the biggest college football games. No satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com.